food canisters. About as big as you were. You have a heck of a time carrying it up the stairs. And if you actually got it up there, you'd say you did what to the suitcase? All the way up the stairs. Just try anything.
Came up step by step on the ranch.
To me, I get the picture of somebody with something that, you know, it just, you know, sort of kind of walk like this. But you call that doing what to them?
No.
You help her out, you
know. Lugging it?
Yeah.
I can't think.
Well, the tire, most of the tires, there's an outer black part and then there's an inner part that holds the air. What do you call that? Do you know?
Inner tube?
Suppose we've had bad weather for a while and now you see the clouds breaking, a little bit of blue sky coming through, you say the weather is what?
It's breaking off. It's one term, if you think it's clearing up.
Suppose there's been no wind, but now you feel, you begin to feel a little bit, you say the wind is doing what?
Blowing?
Yeah, or...
I've heard the expression, the wind's getting up.
Mm-hmm.
If it's been still, you know, it begins to blow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, suppose we've had some strong wind and now it's not so much. You say the wind is...
died down. That's one expression.
Any other?
I've heard the word, the wind's laid. Did you ever hear that?
Yes. Would you say both of those yourself?
No, I say the wind's died down. I don't know if that's correct or not. That's what I say.
You say the sun did what about 6 o'clock this morning?
Sun came up, or the sun rose.
Now in the summertime, if you have a period without rain, what do you call that?
A drought.
How long would it have to be if you call it drought?
Oh, I'd say a month or 6 weeks.
What if it was only 2-3 weeks?
Oh, just a dry spell.
And, eaves rattling during the middle of the night. Out in the morning and see a shed or something, a door ripped off or something, and say the wind did what last night? Nothing complicated, it's just ordinary wind.
Well, I'd say we had a high wind last night.